This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Analysts are calling it a blockbuster of a jobs report for last month. The Labor Department says the U.S. economy added around 250,000 jobs in October, and the unemployment rate stayed unchanged at 3.7%. That's the lowest jobless rate in nearly 51 years.
Those caravans, you know, you look at what's happening.
The president at a Missouri rally referring to caravans of Central American migrants heading north towards the U.S. border, and he asks,
does anybody think that just by accident that they're forming?
The president suggesting liberal Democrats are somehow involved in the formation of those caravans. That as soldiers from Fort Riley, Kansas, arrived in Texas yesterday, part of the first wave of what could be as many as 15,000 active duty troops the president says he's sending to the border to back up Border Patrol agents. And this is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
In LaGrange, Texas, a police officer is in critical condition after being shot in the head last night. A police spokesman says he and another officer were trying to arrest a man at a Dollar General store on a warrant.
The subject resisted, ran to his hotel room, and barricaded himself in. We further went to execute the warrant. Subject started shooting at the officers.
The suspect was eventually apprehended. New York state lawmakers want a law that checks for hate speech or violent threats in someone's online activity before they can be allowed to buy a gun. It would authorize state and local police to go over 3 years of a person's social media postings and 1 year of internet searches as part of a gun background check. This after the recent deadly synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, funeral services are scheduled in Pittsburgh today for the oldest person killed in that massacre, 97-year-old Rose Malinger. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One of President Trump's top economic advisors discussing a hot-button issue as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
If the Democrats take control of the House and Senate, one of the things we could see pushed is a federal minimum wage of $15 an hour. Larry Kudlow is the director of the National Economic Council. He took part in a Washington Post live event and was asked about the minimum wage.
My view is a federal minimum wage is a terrible idea and will damage particularly small businesses. To force them to take a kind of payroll increase would be silly.
But as far as if a company wants to raise their minimum wage, Kudlow said?
A month ago or so, I hope I get this right, Amazon raised its corporation's minimum wage to $15. Is that right? Yeah. I applauded it. I applauded Mr. Bezos. I applauded it. Great.
And the San Francisco 49ers not identifying a cheerleader who took a knee during the national anthem before last night's nationally televised game against the Oakland Raiders. The movement of NFL players taking a knee started, of course, with that same team, the 49ers, when former quarterback Colin Kaepernick began sitting during the anthem during a preseason game in 2016, saying he was bringing attention to social justice issues. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far the love can go, just how deep, just how wide.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the presidential prayer team's Pray the Vote campaign, which has engaged thousands of Americans across the nation who are praying for the midterm elections each day leading up to next Tuesday, November the 6th. This is what is going on across our country. And here to talk more about it is Jim Bolthouse, president of the Presidential Prayer Team. Jim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Fine, Bill. It's an honor to be with you.
I'll tell you, the honor is ours. And whenever you talk about praying, I've got to tell you, maybe because my grandmother was such a prayer warrior, this has just been a legacy of our family. So this is always near and dear to my heart. I remember as a little kid, there was, we had a little memento hanging on the wall that always said, prayer changes things. And I've always known that to be the case. I'm grateful for my grandmother for the legacy that she passed on through our family for that. And so whenever I hear of people praying, whether it's Franklin Graham, Pray the Vote, we have seen that prayer changes things. And I cannot thank you enough and all those involved with the Presidential Prayer Team for this.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. It's a joy to be here. It's a job that I keep telling people when I talk to them, it's the best job in the world.
Yeah.
Encouraging people to get close to God and pray. What can go wrong with that?
Well, oftentimes we hear, whether it's politicians or others who can discern what is happening in our country today, one of the things that repeatedly comes up is that what we're dealing with is a spiritual issue. Well,
oh,
if
yeah.
it is a spiritual issue that we're dealing with, then we need to use spiritual weapons of our warfare, do we not?
Oh, exactly. I'm glad you said that, because, frankly, a lot of people don't get that. They see it as what it seems like on the surface of just a political battle or a battle over ideologies, and that's only the surface. The real thing is not only the life and breath of America, but it's the life and breath of our world, because as America goes, so much of the world goes too.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Jim, because that's what we've been saying on our show, is that, with that old saying that a rising tide raises all boats, and look what's happening already and the kind of influence America's had since President Trump took over office. On the national stage, locally, jobs, the economy, what's happened in our stock market. I mean, people are not so much afraid to open up their 401ks anymore and see that they've been cut in half. They're actually seeing some gain in their 401ks, and it would seem that you have more people rejoicing as a result of what they chose on 2016.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, I want to say up front that the Presidential Prayer Team is a non-political, non-partisan mm-hmm. group, but we believe in the Bible, and we believe in what the Bible says about how we should live. And obviously there is a clear direction that we have in the scriptures as to how we should operate in our country. So it makes sense for us to be praying for what God would want, because we want to pray his will for our country. Mm-hmm. So when you add those things up, it seems to be that we've got some positive things happening on the front. And then also, Apostle Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he says, pray for all the kings, pray for those in the leadership above you, because if you do, then you will have prosperity, peace, and well living within your nation. I mean, that's the promise.
Right.
So I think it all starts with prayer. I think prayer has got to be the first thing that we think about when it comes to who is our leaders and what our leaders need to do each day. So that's what the presidential prayer team is all about, is to be a pep rally for people to get involved in praying, feeding them information that needs to be important for them to pray for each day. Mm-hmm. And now with the Pray the Vote, we're focusing quite a bit of our time in the last 10 days leading up to the election on the election itself, mm-hmm. Praying God's will to come to fruition over what's going to happen through this election. We did it back in 2016. We had a lot of Christians get involved in praying. And if anything was mentioned more than anything else in a conference we were in Washington, D.C. back in December, mm-hmm. it was the theme of prayer.
Right.
Everyone said it seemed to be prayer was the key to everything that took place in the 2016 election.
Well, as you say, to keep the political process in its proper sphere and in its proper lane, that is absolutely critical. But also alongside has to come the agent of change, that catalyst which God has given us through the power of prayer, and people of the discernment, people who are God-fearing that want to give glory to God. This is one way to do it, is it not?
It is. In fact, prayer is very fascinating. As you study in the scriptures, you find out that prayer is more than just us beseeching God or asking God for this or that, which is what most of us think of when we think of prayer. But really, prayer is a fellowship with God.
Exactly.
Where we learn what God's will is for some event, and we pray his will, and then we have a way to participate in God's plan by us performing basically what he is asking to be done. If you look in Christ himself, when he came on earth, he came to fulfill the will of God the Father.
Yes.
And he came to be here for 30 years to minister to us and to show us the right way. And we're supposed to follow him as Christians. We follow Christ. Christ's example is not only to pray, but to act accordingly, to perform God's will in our nation.
And it's not my will be done, it's thy will be done. And
right.
in seeking God with that heart, we find often, Jim, that what you may think and perceive as God's will can be altered. Totally let go and subject yourself to the will of God, because God, from his purview, knows exactly what we need and what is fitting, you know, for this country, whether it has to do with, health care issues, job, the expression of people's productivity and the giftings and talents that are readily available and that are just, I believe they've been pent up for many years. And this is why we're having such a robust expansion in our labor force and with the job situation in this market. I mean, 70 million new jobs created. It's because it was really, you talk about low-hanging fruit, it was there just dying to be expressed, and the current conditions have promoted this.
Oh, it has. I mean, we say in God we trust. That's the whole message that our country has tried to say for well over 100 years, is to say that we put God first. We are going to trust his will for our country. He's the one who blessed us with this land. And it's his constant direction and guidance that has made America what it is in the world today. It's nothing that we have done.
Right.
It is what God has done.
Exactly.
And because of that, we should be able to sit back and say, God, your will be done, and we will be okay. One person told me a long time ago, and you may have heard this said before, God is God and we're not.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
It.
Yes, amen.
God is God and we're not. God
amen.
Can do anything and everything he wants, and we're here to participate in it And he gives us Christians an extra dose of being able to participate in making his will happen, which is kind of a mystery because God knows what the end results are, but he still allows us in his fellowship with us to say, I'd love to have you participate with us. I want you to get the glory along with us to see how we can make this work together. That's his plan.
Well, on that note, that God is God and we are not, we're going to take a little break. You can have a Salem moment in between the commercials, and we'll be right back. More from Jim Bolthouse right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As promised, America, back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The president of the Presidential Prayer Team, Jim Bolthouse, continues with us. Jim, just to bring everybody up to speed, the Presidential Prayer Team, what is it about? When did it get started? What are we trying to accomplish here?
Well, it started as a small group of men meeting in Scottsdale, Arizona back in 2000. praying about a way in which they could pray for the president. They just felt like as if it was time for there to be some type of a national event of praying for a president. And then 9/11 hit, and that was their signal to say the time is now to go. So within a week after 9/11, the presidential prayer team was a website where people could sign up, provide us an email address, and then we sent out information at that time on a weekly basis to say, here's what do we need to be praying for. Mm-hmm. And it went from zero to the largest .org website in the world by the end of the year.
Wow.
In fact, they had over 50 million visitors, which back then was just unheard of, visit the website between 9/11 and the first week in December. And then it went on to be about 2.5 million members in the next couple of years, and then we've continued with that ministry ever since. We've added Pray the Vote back in 2004 because it makes sense for us to pray for the incoming new leaders before mm-hmm. they get there.
Right.
And it just seemed like it was a good fit. So that's why we have Pray the Vote. So there are places, two places people can find out more about us. It's presidentialprayerteam.org. That's our main website. And then Pray the Vote, which is more, like I said, having to do with this election. Praythevote.org is another place to check us out.
Well, Jim, you got to know that if praying didn't work, you wouldn't have been able to sustain this kind of following, would you?
Oh, no. No, prayer does work. Mm-hmm. I get asked that all the time by the media. You know, how do you know prayer works? I do. I mean, if you want some facts and figures, I can show you facts and figures, but that's not the point. The point is God does move the hands of those in leadership. George Bush used to say when he was in office, he said, when things happen that we don't have any control over, it's a God thing. I mean, he recognized it. He right. saw things happen. When there was one point in Canada where there was people trying to bring in some radiated material, and it just so happened that weekend was the weekend they installed the new monitoring system at that post. Mm. And he looked at that and they caught it.
Yes.
And he looked at that and said, that's a God thing.
Right.
We didn't plan that, and yet God was able to expose that before it could bring any harm to America.
Jim, if you have any awareness whatsoever about this country's history, as you say, it was out of Judeo-Christian principles that this country was founded, it was formed. Our early presidents, I mean, repeatedly in their journals would state the hand of divine providence constantly just... you know, forming and blessing this nation time and time again. How do you ignore God's hand upon this country?
That's not something I can answer. To me, it baffles me that can be a leader can be in a position where he thinks he can lead without God backing him or being behind him. I just don't know how that can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, through history, we've seen other countries that have gone that way. But in America, with so many people who are praying, I think that today our president feels the presence of God around him in every decision that he makes, because there are so many, literally millions of people every day praying for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't even be possible if it wasn't for the internet. I mean,
yes.
To try and communicate with a million people on an ongoing basis in any form of communication, can you imagine the cost of direct mail to try and send a million people every week?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
But the internet has provided us a means to communicate with people from every corner of the country, providing them a list of things to pray about today that are pending issues, like in the Supreme Court, or a vote that's coming up in the House, or like for today, we're encouraging people to pray for President Trump as he heads back out on the campaign trail
mm-hmm.
For his safety and for all the logistics involved in that. So we provide this research from our team. We have about 17 writers that sit there and look and research and pull this stuff together so that our members are well-informed, and then they know how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out one more thing that I think is really critical. As they read about these people and they pray about these people, they start to care.
Exactly.
And Christians who care pray more.
Mm-hmm.
So we're so glad that we hear people saying, you know, I didn't know about this person, but I read about him and realized he's on my heart, and I'm going to be praying for him because I feel like that's what God wants me to do for this particular leader. And to me, that just warms my heart to know that there are those that are out there. One of the things I think is good for Christians to know is you're not alone. There are a lot of people in every spot in this country that love God the way you do, read his word the way you do, worship him the way you do, and pray the way you do. Right. We're not alone. We are a majority, not a minority.
Exactly. Well, Jim, no doubt about it, people of faith came out in record numbers in 2016. And when you look back historically on this country, when there was a time needed for people of faith to come out and to be that catalyst of change, that transformational change and alteration in the fabric of our political process, no matter what the case, you know, slavery, civil war, you know, just go down one thing after another, it has been people of faith who have been there on their knees praying for God's hedge of protection, praying for godly wisdom, praying for godly leaders. You know, and to your point that, you know, people of faith need to understand they're not alone, that there are powers in numbers. I mean, the evil one would want us to believe that we are alone, that we're islands unto ourselves, as opposed to being a body, a community, you know, that is surrounded by Jesus Christ. With Christ at the center, you know, praying God's will and allowing the Holy Spirit to impress upon us, as in Genesis, to hover over the chaos. And right now, the Holy Spirit is hovering over the chaos of our land right now, and calling people of faith to co-labor with God's intention for this country right now. I think it's an exciting time because, again, we go back to what happens as a result of this. As you say, not only do they get to know people, but they get to know their God. And as the Bible says, he who knows their God will be doing mighty exploits. To me, it's not so much about the mighty exploits, which is just incidental, you know, to knowing God. It's the fact that you get to know God deeper, right?
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I totally agree with everything you just said. That's where we are as a ministry. We're so pleased to be able to be a part of that, a small part, but nevertheless also a big part of it too.
Yeah. Well, Jim, again, I appreciate your encouragement. The idea that people are praying across this country, that we need to, you know, join hands spiritually, understanding that our prayers cross border lines. They go into other countries. It's absolutely magnificent. We saw this happen with the release of, you know, the pastor out of Turkey here recently. And what is the first thing he wants to do? He wants to pray for the president. And he's there in this conference. And I'm sure some of the mainstream media was having a tough time with it. But, you know, this is the beauty of the truth. It is the truth. It cannot be denied.
Well, that is the greatest blessing that any Christian can do about anyone else, is to pray for them.
Yeah. Amen.
When he came and sat back and said, I'm going to pray for you as my leader, as your my president, that was the greatest blessing a Christian can do. Mm. We can't do anything that God doesn't want done, but we do pray that God would bring a blessing upon that individual. And how powerful is that?
Yeah. Did you find yourself joining in prayer with him as he was praying for the president?
I tell you, I got goosebumps.
I was with him. I was there. I mean, again, even though we're not there in body, right there with the president, with his hand on the president like that, we joined in heart and spirit with him praying for our president. I thought it was real special.
Yeah. Now, it was really special.
Yeah. Jim, as we wrap things up, there are many people maybe hearing about this and, you know, maybe for the first time, believe it or not, but they need to be aware of the presidential prayer team. And they say, look, I want to join in. How can I co-labor with Jim Bolthouse and the presidential prayer team?
Well, everything is free. I mean, we don't charge for anything. It's all because of God's people that we are able to do this. And there are a lot of people involved, and everything is free, and everything is done very professionally. They can go to the website, presidentialprayerteam.org. There's a Join Me section there. You just have to click it and give us a little information. You can stop whenever you want. You can join whenever you want. And we encourage you to not only do it yourself, but encourage your friends to do it. And all we're trying to do is provide a means to communicate prayer. Yeah. Keep reminding people to keep praying.
Right. Amen. Well, we're praying the vote, ladies and gentlemen. So join us. Jim Bolthouse, president of the presidential prayer team, has been our guest. Jim, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This report is brought to you by Sears Home Services. When your home is full of guests for the holidays, the last thing you want to deal with is a maintenance problem. Appliances that don't work, an outdated kitchen, or a backed-up garbage disposal are ingredients for an unforgettable holiday gathering, and not in a good way. Home improvement expert Chip Wade shares some basic maintenance tips to avoid these issues this holiday season.
Avoid breakdowns by maintaining your appliances properly. For a DIY approach, remove the knobs of your stovetop and clean them separately. This reduces the possibility of cleaning solution dripping inside your unit and potentially causing it to malfunction. Freshen up your kitchen without breaking your budget. Give it a new coat of paint or change out the old hardware on your cabinets. Consider purchasing a home warranty to protect major appliances, like your washer and your dryer, and home systems like HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, which can help you when you need it the most.
For more, visit SearsHomeServices.com/fall.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Analysts are calling it a blockbuster of a jobs report for last month. The Labor Department says the U.S. economy added around 250,000 jobs in October, and the unemployment rate stayed unchanged at 3.7%. That's the lowest jobless rate in nearly 51 years.
Those caravans, you know, you look at what's happening.
The president at a Missouri rally referring to caravans of Central American migrants heading north towards the U.S. border, and he asks,
does anybody think that just by accident that they're forming?
The president suggesting liberal Democrats are somehow involved in the formation of those caravans. That as soldiers from Fort Riley, Kansas, arrived in Texas yesterday, part of the first wave of what could be as many as 15,000 active duty troops. The president says he's sending to the border to back up Border Patrol agents. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the weather is starting to cool off in many parts of the country, causing many of us to daydream about the warm summer months, which is now in our rearview mirror. But, hey, look, don't pack your flip-flops away quite yet, because there's plenty of places to escape the cold. Travel expert Julia Diamond is going to be joining us. Yes, travel expert, author, and TV host. She's here to reveal the hottest warm weather travel destinations for this winter and holiday season, from private islands in the Caribbean to the land down under. And she's going to be sharing some of her favorite places to unwind. She'll also reveal her best-kept travel secrets, from when to book your trip to how to get the most bang for your buck. Julia Diamond, good to have you back with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you. Great to be here. Doing great. Thank you.
Hey, terrific. Oh, let's get right into it. Let's talk about some of the hottest travel destinations this winter and holiday season.
All right. Well, if you're looking for a spa and wellness retreat, Tulum, Mexico is one of the top picks. But perhaps, you know, it really depends what you're looking for. That's the main thing here. I know I'm looking to get away from the winter weather, but sometimes you also want to have a cultural experience. So Costa Rica, for an eco-adventure, is also top of the list of travelers. And, of course, the Caribbean, island hopping on a cruise, you just can't beat it.
Wow. Yeah, good fun. So I know we teased everybody. We said, hey, don't put your flip-flops away. So, you know, so we can find some more warm spots, and these are some great ideas. What about, you mentioned cruising. What about cruising?
Well, for me, cruising is such a great choice, especially when traveling with the kids, because you can see multiple destinations, but you don't have to go through the hassles of packing and unpacking and moving around. I mean, it just makes life so much easier when you're on a cruise. And there's actually a brand new cruise offered by Holland America called the New Stottendam. And it starts December 19th from from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and goes all through the Caribbean. Now, Holland America is known for their private island. It's called Half Moon Key, and this is a private island, private beach experience where you can go snorkeling, you can take horseback riding, excursions on the beach, and they also have a brand new water park, which is especially good if you're traveling with your kids.
Wow, how much fun is that? I mean, you know, and especially to have the kids. We had a chance to take the kids one time. We went to Little Dick's Bay, kind of a Half Moon Bay deal in Puerto Verde, in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And what a terrific experience. So this sounds like fun. In Holland America, I've been on one of their cruises before. What a terrific operation they have.
Oh, nice. That's good. You've had a good experience. Yeah, I mean, it's so exciting when there's a new ship, because if you haven't cruised, I mean, it almost feels like it's like a Vegas hotel out on the water these days. You know, so many different activities. I mean, Holland America's partnered with Rolling Stone. So, you know, when the kids are in the HAL Kids Club, you know, the parents can be rocking out, you know, having a good time.
Right.
So that's another reason. Like, I cruise with my two kids. I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. Mm-hmm. And it can be so nice because they can be doing their activities. And, you know, you and your partner can also be doing something that interests you. Just so many different things to choose from. Everything from, like, Zumba class to, like, you know. Yeah. Art classes. So I think it can be really great. And there's a new trend of multi-generational travel. So people traveling with, you know, grandparents and
right.
kids.
Well.
And cruising, I think, is especially great for that just because it has many different things to offer. Because everyone's got their own interests, right?
Exactly.
So it's hard to do a family vacation where everyone's, you know, wants to do different things. So I'm a big fan of cruising for that in particular.
Really something for everyone. And with the two kids, I'm sure you've got a great experience with all the traveling you do in terms of tips, you know, when you're traveling with your kids. What else do you look for?
Well, I think parents start to get nervous when they're thinking of taking their kids on a flight. So I always suggest that you book nonstop direct flights, typically during your kids' sleepy time. So if it's nap time or night time, if you can get them to sleep on the plane, that'll be great for everyone. I also always pack a survival kit. So in that kit, I have tons of snacks. You know, this is not the time to start, you know, pawning kale on the kids. Like, give them something they like, give them something
yes.
they're going to get excited about.
Right.
Also, screen time. Any rules are out the window on the plane. Here's your iPad. It's stocked with great kids' movies. You know, here you go.
Yes.
I always go to the dollar store as well, try to get some little toys or fun things that they can unwrap when they're on the plane just to keep them stimulated during some of those longer flights.
Yeah, that's a great idea. In fact, it was interesting because there was a couple in front of us the last time, and they had a couple kids that they knew that they were a bit rambunctious, and they needed to kind of give a welcome gift to their neighbors there on the plane. And so they brought extra things for the people around them, you know, as gifts from the kids, you know, to, you know, understand, hey, sometimes it's, you know, when people are sitting next to kids, they go, okay, what am I in for here? You know, how much of my seat are they going to kick or whatever, you know? So I thought it was pretty clever, you know, in terms of planning on the parts of the parents.
Yeah, very sweet. Here are your earplugs. Good luck, yeah, right?
Right, exactly.
And I find also choosing destinations that are close by. You know, I recently took the kids to Bermuda, so that's
yeah.
a 2-hour flight from the East Coast, really easy. And, you know, when you minimize those flight times, they're generally going to be more pleasant. And then Bermuda, I'm not sure if you've been, but it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, pink sand beaches, turquoise waters, and it's incredibly family-friendly. Everything from lighthouse tours to Bermuda Triangle tours, and, of course, the beach. So Bermuda's a hot destination for families as well.
Got the flip-flops working again. I'm telling you, she's always looking out for us. Jillian Diamond, family travel expert, on-camera travel TV host, travel blogger, and hardcore travel junkie, as if you haven't gathered by now. And she's traveled around the world to over 80 countries across all 7 continents. Gosh, what a gig you've got here, Julia.
Yeah, I have my mom to thank. She's actually a travel writer, and I followed in her footsteps. I used to travel with her as a kid, and just got bitten by the travel bug. So that is the danger of traveling with your children. They might love travel, and it's very addictive.
Well, all these generational ideas, you know, from your mom to you to the kids, what they're going to pass on to their kids, this is absolutely brilliant. And, hey, maybe one day the kids will be calling Bill Martinez live and say, hey, we We got to talk about some new destinations here, you know. We'll bring you, keep you up to date. You touched a little bit on some off-beaten path places that you've traveled in the past. What do you look forward to this winter?
Well, I'm a huge fan of South America in the winter because it's actually their summer, right? November to February is summertime. Nice time to go. And Chile is one of my favorite countries.
Really?
It's incredibly diverse and incredibly affordable, which we like.
Yes.
So if you want to ski in the Andes, you can do that in the morning, and then you can go to the Atacama Desert, the world's driest desert, in the afternoon, and it really is spectacular. There are some amazing little towns. There's one called Valparaíso. It's along the Pacific, and it's a cultural capital in Chile, so you can see local artists and do a graffiti tour, just walk the cobblestone streets and see some of the local street art. And also, if you're if you love wine, Chile has an incredible wine and food scene.
Wow.
And again, it's like once you get there, it's quite affordable. So I'm a huge fan of South America and a huge fan of Chile.
Well, that's great. Julia, a couple more questions before we wrap things up. When's the best time to book so that we get the best deals this winter?
Your listeners to check out this app called Hopper. So Hopper tells you exactly that. It tells you when to fly and when to buy. So it will help you determine if you should wait a few weeks, a few days, a few months, and then you can pounce on those good deals. So Hopper is super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of finding affordable flights, my go-to is this website called Scott's Cheap Flights. And you can sign up for emails. They're travel experts hand-select the best deals of the day. And then you just get it straight to your inbox. So it's perfect if you've got flexible dates where you're willing to travel and open to different destinations. I just looked at one recently. It was L.A. to Shanghai for $336 round trip.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
So every day, it's actually a guilty pleasure of mine. I look at my email and say, where can I go today?
Yeah.
So be warned. It's a fantastic website, but you'll be jet-setting in no doubt, for sure.
That's it. That's great. And the kids are going. They're on mom computer. She's on Scott Flight. Watch again. Get ready.
Let's exactly.
Get so Scott Cheap Flights. Just like the name Scott.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. And where can they go for more information? Final question.
Yeah. Well, you can check out my website, juliadiamond.com. I've got lots more travel tips and stories about adventures, solo and with kids.
That's great. Julia Diamond, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Julia. Happy traveling.
All right. Thank you. You
got
too.
It. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bill.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, enjoying a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Joe King Jackson joins us now. This beautiful new coffee table book, Stones in the River, Discovering Your Spiritual Markers of God's Love, Grace, and Faithfulness. Joe, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and good morning to you. It's a privilege to be with you, Bill.
Well, I'll tell you, really, the privilege is ours. I mean, I am so grateful for what you've done. Tell us about the idea, Stones in the River.
Well, it was really the Lord's idea. He has blessed me with an incredible life of faith as I've navigated several stones in my river of life of marriage and remarriage and motherhood, miscarriages, losing a spouse to cancer, recovering from grief, and celebrating the joys of new love. And I really believe that he wanted me to write a story, our love story, that the Lord gave my husband and I. We had both been experiencing the pain of loss and a solitary widow, journey of widowhood. And we had really both wanted to be married again, and our daughter, my daughter and son-in-law and his brother and sister-in-law put us together in Southeast Asia on a ministry trip with Ravi Zacharias.
Oh, wow.
And by the time they got home, they introduced us, having done their due deep diligence of discovery on both of us. And we met, and it truly was the Lord's love story. And we were married 7 weeks later.
Wow.
And the Lord put together, between the two of us, 5 married children, and we now have 22 grandchildren.
So how cool is that? That's awesome.
It is amazing, and I wanted to write the story for our children and grandchildren because many of them weren't born at the time, and I wanted them to know of God's faithfulness. And I started to just write that small segment, and it wasn't long before the Lord said, you know, this isn't just your story, Joe. This is a story for all people who have lived and loved and lost.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because loss is a big part of our lives. And there are so many hurting people that I just really wanted to give them the hope and encouragement of God's love, grace, and faithfulness in our lives, and that He is with us on every single stone.
Well, and as you chose to look at these markers, which you refer to, spiritual markers of God's love, grace, and faithfulness, you know, this is a bit of a process. I mean, as you've, you know, been able to mature, you know, through these situations and these trials and loss, as you say, and we all experience loss, it's what we choose to do with the loss. Are we going to become better or bitter, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing about spiritual markers is that they do truly give us hope of God's faithfulness. When we look back on where He brought us from the day we were born, and whether we had a strong faith in Him or not, we can look back and see how God's hand was on us and how we might have gone left, but He yanked us by the collar and had us turn right. They give us an assurance of His perfect plan for our life, even when we live life without a compass at times and we have to come back to our true north of Him. And the thing that I really love about our spiritual markers is that they give us a spiritual roadmap of God's hand on our life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we see His hand on past stones, it gives us tangible evidence of God's help in the present. So mm-hmm. it's like a beautiful tapestry.
Right.
You know, from the back it might look ugly and full of knots and holes, but mm-hmm. from the front He makes a beautiful tapestry of our lives because of our faithfulness to Him.
Exactly. Well, I like that you were purposeful in using spiritual markers. And what people need to catch here is, in order to understand a spiritual marker, you have to be spiritually minded. You're not going to see spiritual markers through a temporal vision, are you?
No. And Bill, I never could have written this book at 32. It has taken a lifelong journey with the Lord
mm-hmm.
to really look back and see how He wove the woof and warp into every fiber of my being and my life. Mm-hmm. And I really would love to say a word here, if I may. I'd
yeah,
like
please.
To speak to those who have lost someone dear to them in this past year, because I know they're in your audience. And I know from firsthand experience that the storm of grief is very fierce.
Mm-hmm.
And God calls us all unto Himself during that time of grief, that He may whisper to our hearts. And I learned one thing for sure. You have to go through the mountain. You cannot go around it. And it is a very solitary journey. No one can do our grief but us. And it can be lonely and isolating, but God meets us at the very heart of our soul. And it just takes us into the loving hands, the healing hands of our good Lord Jesus Christ, because He is our burden bearer.
Yes, right.
And with this Christmas season coming, I would just really encourage you to think of those of you who have had loss this year, to really think of the angels and companions that God has brought around you during this time. And perhaps during this Thanksgiving and Christmas season, you could write them a loving note of thanks on how much it meant to you. Or you could also include others in your Christmas season dinners. You know, you can call them and invite them to your home. You can take meals to them. And one of the most important things to do, from my experience, having been through the desert journey of grief and loss, is to really be with people who have lost a loved one and just sit with them. And listen, you don't have to fix them. You don't have to change their lives. All you have to do is love them and listen to them. And sometimes sitting with them is the most intimate thing we can do.
Right. No, you're exactly right. I think, you know, the Bible talks about a word aptly spoken, and sometimes it's not even the word, it's just your presence, as you say. Your presence that says, you matter. You know, you matter to me. You're significant enough for me that I will drop everything to be there with you and just listen. You know, I think that in our culture today, we can't seem to, you know, just sit still. I mean, we can't even do that with God. You know, God says, be still and know that I'm God. We just got to keep moving and keep talking. And, you know, when we're talking, you know, we're not necessarily listening or hearing, are we, or learning.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, life today is so transient. You know, we are such a transient nation and people without roots. You know, our waters, I was just discussing this with my granddaughter yesterday. Even her life as a young 26-year-old, mm-hmm. her life is so busy and it's moving so fast. Our waters carry us along so quickly that we give little thought of who we are or where we're going, and yet we yearn for a more intimate walk with God. And right. when we come face to face with our living God, we can't deny Him. Mm-hmm. So each of us is a living testimony to God and His presence in our life. And in writing this, I had all of my Bibles and journals, and I write in my Bibles like journals. I date mm-hmm. everything and every thought I have as I'm reading His Word. And I had all of my prayer journals and Bibles and letters from people and notes that I have saved in a great big trunk. And one day I just put them all out on the floor and I thought, Lord, how can I pass on the wisdom of this life you have given me
yes.
with all life experiences? And we can think of how we might share a life of significance and beauty and write down spiritual truths that God gives to us. So, you know, for me, it's how we navigate these stones and who guides us. It makes all the difference in the world.
Well, and to your earlier point, families will be getting together, you know, for the holidays. It's a great time when they do that. And sometimes, you know, Thanksgiving dinners, Christmas dinners can get a little off course here. But if you're intentional about the legacy and sharing your experience with your children, you know, then and with your loved ones, you're going to miss out, and they're going to miss out, and that's the nature of this. And your book, Stones in the River: Discovering Your Spiritual Markers of God's Love, Grace, and Faithfulness. The book is available at all the usual places, Joan.
Yes, and it's also available at joejackson.org, mm-hmm. and that's J-O, no E, since I'm feminine. joejackson.org. And it will be available on Amazon soon. It just came out, and we're trying to get everything completed.
Well, that's great. Well, Joe, I look forward to having you back because I want to continue this conversation. There's so much more I want to talk to you about. So we'll have to have you back maybe in about 3-4 weeks if you can work that in your busy schedule, okay?
Thanks so much, Bill, for having me share my story with the Bill Martinez audience today. Well, it's been a true privilege. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Joe King Jackson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Joe.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
I'm David Hall.